You're listening to Dance Tips Daily. This is the podcast that provides a short and sweet daily routine to help you reach your dance dreams. I'm your host, Dani Albertina, and I read to you, with the author's permission, articles, blogs, and excerpts that equipped you to dance forward with perspective, confidence, strategy, and style. As a dancer, choreographer, and educator who's twirled through the highs and lows of this career, I'm passionate about curating information that inspires and improves the quality of dancer life. My mission is to highlight those who make our industry a brighter place by sharing their unique light and fighting for what is kind and right. DTD amplifies the voices of creatives who help you and me become a more well-rounded and grounded artist. I believe that daily routines have the power to transform into daily habits, and daily habits have the power to transform big dreams to reality. If you do too, and are ready to spend a little time growing a little more, little by little each day, let's dance in. This is episode number 455 featuring Denise Caston Clark. Who cares? It's November 29th, 2021, and we have a Mindful Monday tip for you here at Dance Tips Daily. Let's dance on in to Denise's blog. Who keeps score, really? Every year, there are a few months when competition complaints and criticism of judges are abundant. It's consistent from year to year, even in this most unique of seasons. The judges don't know tap. They only want to see tricks. The scoring is all over the place. Do judges take off points for? What's interesting is that the kids aren't the ones who are upset. Honestly, the parents of my students, at least, are never upset either. They are excited to see their kids on stage and to see the growth and ability from one season to the next. Dancers are there to perform, to understand the rewards of working towards something, and to work through the nerves of performing on a stage, in a costume, under lights, and in front of an audience and or complete strangers who will assess them in 2 minutes. Winning is fun in the moment, but if we don't win, are we going to hinge our validity, progress, artistry, and joy on a snap judgment numerical score given by a stranger that can't possibly know what it took to get that dancer or group of dancers on stage? Trust the artistic process and enjoy the ride. Nobody remembers what the score was. Thanks so much to Denise Caston Clark for giving us permission to share her short and sweet blog with y'all today. Make sure to check out the show notes below to learn a little bit more about Denise and find her website. It's much easier to give and say criticism than it is to sit back, listen, and hear criticism. Unless we've trained ourselves to let it roll off our shoulder. And that's exactly what I think Denise is trying to get to in her blog today. Competition judges are humans too, that come with a wide range of emotions. You never know what they're going through that day either. And as accurate and as fair as they aim to be for every single competition and every single number, sometimes someone might miss the mark, or they may just have different artistic preferences. And the word judge is also a great analogy or metaphor for casting director or professor who's hiring at a college program or choreographer. The list goes on and on and on. You get my point. Just because we heard one no or someone doesn't see our great worth or our whole company's awesome potential, doesn't mean that it takes back all that we've done to get to where we are right now. A mantra that I like using or that helps me is, what's meant for me will be. For our Mindful Monday challenge today, I challenge us to take criticism as light as a feather. That said, that's your short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.